Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight we're on the potter wheel right now. And it's not comfortable.
It doesn't feel good.
But we need to just take solace in the fact
that
even though it may not feel good right now, as long
as I'm in his hands,
I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
And tell them I'm in his hands.
And he shares. And sometimes
you wonder why
he allows you to go through
what you go through.
What you go through.
What you go through.
Listen. Just
know he is.
Good place to lift up those hands and give me some praise. Oh, I can't get no help from you. That's a good place to bless him. Listen, listen to the words.
See your day, dark cloud.
Even when the sun is up,
yes,
and from the top of your
heart, you shine.
Oh,
will there ever
be a change? What shall I do? Can I tell you one thing? Remember,
just know he has his
hand. He
has
his
hand.
Yes,
he does.
Said I'll see you through. And when you cry, he's holding you. So just lift your head up high, for he will provide. Yes, he will, yes, he will. Just know he has his hand. Telling you to be strong, but you say, when will it end? When will I win? That's what I want to know. But just know he has his hands. He has his hands on. So you can just lift your hands up high. He will heal. He will provide. No.
Yeah. His hand. Just know He has His hand.
Come on. Sherman Zimbabwe.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you. Again.
We give you all.
We give you all.
Take a moment out of time and give him some praise.
Praise him because you're able to.
What's going on, folks? Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. You're joined tonight by myself, Paul Sampson, also known as Divine Inspiration. This is an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, and sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Handmade jewelry it's the bomb, that's all I can say. I got mine. If you know like I do, you'll get yours. You know, why be average when you could be raw? 319-527-6300 is the number to call. Should you want to just listen or you want to share with us, be sure to press 1. That way we know that you're raising your hand, so to speak, so we'll bring you on. Tonight, I just wanted to spend the night an attempt to remind our queens just how valuable they are, of their worth, just how needed they are, to elevate them, uplift them. You know, perhaps offer a tool somewhere along the line that they might help to heal from some of the scars. You know, they've gotten a raw deal. So tonight we're just here to raise up the queens, you know. None of us would be here had it not been for the females. But before we go any further, start the show as I always do, and that's in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you this evening first and foremost asking for forgiveness for those things that I've done that were not pleasing to you, and those things that I did not do that I should have done. Father God, you know I'm a work in progress. Just have your way, Lord. Tonight, Father, we offer this platform, Father God, to you to do with as you will, Father God. Have your way, Lord. We're here to uplift and try to restore beautiful blessing to man that you created called woman. Father God, use this platform to touch one that they might feel a little bit better about themselves or that they might be a little bit stronger to resist some things. Father God, have your way. Allow us to decrease, Lord, that you may increase, Father God. We want you to be the soul force in this platform tonight. Guide our lips, guide our music choices, guide our thoughts throughout this process. Father God, we also want to hold up the Epiphany family, Father. There's a lot of things going on between losing loved ones, illnesses, all kinds of things that are going on, Father God. Just put your hedge of protection around us, Lord, that we might continue to do your work, to do your will through poetry, that gift that you gave to us. Touch us, Lord. Empower us to resist the wiles of the enemy and to do your will. Father God, for the friends and the family members of the callers and the Epiphany family, Lord, touch them, bless them, heal them, meet them where they need to be met, Father God, as well as for this country, Lord, that is in a rapid decline. Father God, we need a revival in this nation. We need your intervention, Lord, on Capitol Hill. Father God, we place all these things in your most capable hands, and we ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. I pray. Amen. Okay, what we're going to do here tonight, I think I'm going to lead things off with a piece. Then I'm going to play some music. Then we'll come back to the callers, and we'll just see how it goes. But tonight, Queens, this is for you. This first piece called Blessed by God. I want you all to close your eyes, clear your minds, and open your hearts. I want to journey emotionally and instinctually to travel back in time to where woman and motherhood got its start. Keep in mind, this trip won't be successful without an opened mind, because we're going way back, back to when God created mankind. On the fifth day of God's creating, the Bible says they created man out of the dust, and his awesome power, he enabled the dust to breathe and to stand. Man was created, then blessed, honored to actually be God's friend. They held personal conversations. Yet something else was necessary to bring about God's plan, his plan to birth many nations. He wanted a sacred and blessed vessel through which to offer forth his miracle of life. Ergo, he created for Adam a woman, a companion to bear his children as his friend and as his wife. Prior to her, only God had ever created a new creation. Phew, such an honor and a privilege it must be to be the vessel to usher forth God's desired future nations. As time went on and our population grew, man, much to our regret, we began to belittle you. Man's ego and pride twisted God's perfect intent, and the honor you deserve became lost, as if your value and necessity. That's not to say all men treated you so. Some most certainly have a good heart. As for those ungodly men, Satan and lust played a very large part. It seemed what was once the source of your blessing has become a mere orifice, free for lustful undressing. Despite and through it all, you stayed strong. You were the backbone of both your children and your man. You were also one of God's greatest gifts to the world. Because of your strength and support, man was able to regally stand. Now, here we are, generations upon generations later, and it seems not much has changed. Man continues to undervalue your worth by degrading you and using you and calling you out of your name. I'm here today, my queen, is to ask, no, to beg that you forgive man's present and our past. I'm also here to remind you just how needed you are if mankind is to last. We need your strength, your wisdom, and your compassion. We need to appreciate just what you are. Blessings from God the Father. His miracle is what you are. Much more, much, much more than your undeserved scars. Do me a favor. Look into the mirror, queens of this earth. Tell who you see that she is deserving of her limitless worth. You are woman, heavenly blessed, and believe that. From your soul down to your very genes, you are truly one of the most powerful forces creation has ever seen. Never forget or compromise, queens, on your value, your importance, or your place. Mankind as a whole owes you homage and respect. Don't allow your past, a man, circumstance, or anything to cause you to vacate that valued space. He needs you strong, with your strong head held high, as you were created to be. You are the glue that holds us together. Man's help through storms that might be weathered. You must be strength, class, and positivity, proudly displayed for all to see. This is who God himself created and empowered each of you to be. Not the be you wield and allow like a badge of honor. Not the punching bag or baby mama or the toilet for the semen demon to desecrate, enter, ejaculate, impregnate, and then vacate. Is being his be or a jump off the apex to the treatment you feel you rate? Remember who you are. The most delicate, deadly, and beautiful rose. You are what makes man whole. You're man's completion. Remember, it was you that God chose. Poem. Queens, we've got to get past blame or the name blame and all that kind of mess. It's beyond all of that. Man cannot be the king that he was created to be without you. Man cannot stand firm and righteous without you. He can't be your provider. He can't be your protector. He can't be the spiritual beacon within that household without you. You were created. God loved man so much, he gave us you. I can't think of, so you were created out of love for God's love. Can't get much better than that. But you got to remember that. Always remember that. Of the earth, more powerful than God's love for you and your worth. Stop compromising on your worth. You don't have to have a man to validate you. Your validation was given by God. But you do need a man if you choose to be sexually active, and you need that man to be your husband. God set rules for each of us. It's when we step outside those bounds that we step into Satan's world, and he is quick to snatch us up. If you don't believe me, listen to the news today. Read a newspaper. Listen to the music. Watch TV. Walk down the street. Go to sleep. You'll see signs of Satan's fingerprints everywhere. And he couldn't do it if he didn't allow it. I don't know. I'm not going to go on too much about that, but I just need you queens to recognize and realize the depth of the power that you wield, you need. You know, particularly, and I'm just speaking from my experience, back in the day in the black community, dad ran the house, okay? No question to that. But everybody knew mom ran the house. But mom never overstepped her place. She allowed dad to say what he had to say, to do what he felt he had to do. Then later on that night, or maybe later on that day when the two are alone, Mom would subtly alter an alternative way of thinking or handling a certain situation. But she never once stood in his place or compromised his authority. She let him know in the bedroom. And guess what? The next day, what it was that she said was what was being done, because she was the voice of reason, God's creation. We don't even know the tip of the iceberg. But the woman was there on slavery. The men were out in the fields, and don't get it twisted, as were quite a few of the women. At the end of that day, man would come home. His woman was there. Their little dirt-floored hut was swept clean. Dinner was on the table. She had salve out to treat his wounds. Had he been the recipient of a whip, she supported him. She made him come home to peace, to love. And still they managed to raise the kids, sit up. That rejuvenated the man. His woman rejuvenated him so he could get up and interact with the children. You know, they'd sit out in the courtyard and play music and sing and praise God. So the woman was needed to keep that man up after that exhaustive day. I can't even front to think that I could handle what they had to handle. Not as soft as man has gotten today, but out there in those fields in that blazing sun, picking cotton, beans, or doing whatever. But anywho, ladies, you brought us through that. In my lifetime, the woman stayed in her place and man stayed in his place, because we both have roles within the whole of us. And things worked. But in a society of everybody wants what they want when they want it, and most often they want it right now, we step outside God's bounds, and we do our own thing. We go hunting for the mate. We go doing what we want to do without following Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So before we make any decision, we're supposed to go to the Father first. You know? And in doing so, we minimize the chances of going the wrong way. As long as we listen and we look for him and approach him with questions, we also need to be respectful enough and wise enough to sit your butt still and wait for an answer. Ain't no point in asking if you don't listen. But praise God, there's a merciful God that we serve. And I think we're going to follow that comment up with little Donnie McClurkin. Great is your mercy.
Your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercy I see day after day. Forever faithful towards me, and you're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Help me say, help me say.
Great is your mercy towards me. your tender mercies I see, day after day, forever faithful towards me.
Oh, yes, you are.
Always providing for me.
Oh,
great is your mercy.
because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because
Everybody to the Inspiration Factory. If you're just joining us, welcome. Tonight we're celebrating our queens. You know, they like everybody else, make mistakes. They got a raw deal in some things, and circumstances and life has put them in a situation that it's difficult for them to be who they were created to be. So tonight, I'm just trying to encourage them. I'm trying to maybe let them see things from a different perspective, you know, do what I can do, and hopefully everybody else can do what they can do to just celebrate our queens. This is, I gave you the phone number. So I'm going to open the line up and see who we have at 240. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have?
The guy who recognized you as the freestyler.
Dagnabbit. You switched up your number. I had security on alert for this number. He wasn't going to get in. You snuck in anyway. What's going on, Automatic? Yeah, what's going on, my brother? Are you driving tonight or are you stationary?
Stationary.
Stationary. I've been praying on that situation of yours. So
thank you.
I'll be expecting a call on the show telling me that the prayer has been answered.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Go do.
Because our Father got this. We both going to be amazed.
So what you... Your co-host?
Huh?
Where's the co-host?
He's not here tonight.
Oh, okay.
He's... Dang. Otherwise detained. Dang. Why, you was going to get on him about something?
Yeah, I was trying to get you. Help me get you a freestyle or something.
Help you to get him to freestyle? Is that what you said?
No, get you a freestyle.
Lo siento, pero yo no hablo inglés.
No habla español.
Sí, yo puedo hablar español. Solamente. Entonces, no entiendo.
No, no habla inglés. No habla.
No. No hablo inglés.
Sí.
You talking at freestyle? No bueno. I don't understand you. I don't speak English
no
bueno.
No bueno.
No bueno. It's two words. It's no. And then it's bueno, B-U-E-N-O.
Yeah, B-U. Yeah.
B-U-E-N-O.
B-U-E-N-O.
Very good, yes. Spanish
bueno.
101 for those that didn't catch that. So, what do you think about the topic for tonight? You think it's something that needs to be done on a more frequent basis?
Yeah, I mean. The woman is the earth.
Thank you.
Everything happens. The nurturer. He's the nurturer.
And could you imagine?
Yes, I believe that.
Through some, an alternate creation was made and it was just men on the earth. It would be, number one, it would be chaotic.
You
need that balance, you know, is what I'm trying to say. If it was just, it would be, oh, my God, I wouldn't even want to envision that. But it wouldn't have the balance, the hard and the soft, the logical, the illogical, the passionate, the more stoic, you know, the yin and the yang. We need that balance. And that's what they do.
Yeah.
They complete us.
Yeah.
You know? And even if it's not in a love relationship, their presence in our lives, their interactions in our lives are to temper us and to do what they're... It's not always got to be a husband and wife. Brother and sister. The man needs female interaction in his life to complete him.
I agree.
Cool. So what you gonna do tonight? You gonna freestyle? You got something you wrote? Then I got another piece I want you to hear too.
Okay. Okay. I'm freestyle.
All righty. The mic is yours, King.
My queen is black, so I'm going to speak on black queens. All right. A black woman's smile. Sometimes she's singing a hymnal. She's dressing up for church. She is praying that her baby makes it home from school. Mother Earth, it's raining, and everything starts changing. Sometimes that the negative starts invading. She is there, her smile. Sometimes she cries because she knows how hard it was for her. She doesn't want that for her child. And while the man is coming back from work, she nurtures him too. See, I can't think of a world without a Mother Earth, a sun that will shine on Earth. My black woman is the most beautiful, the most critical in my life, a Mother Earth. If I could reach to you, the way the Earth is changing its weather, sometimes go cold, but behold, that everything that we rise together in this heat, the summer, more love to discover, Mother Earth. She is the nurturer beyond the living and giving. She gives with her heart. She gives with her mind. She is a beautiful outside and inside for what she can provide. That great woman, she cried and she cried and she cried. Her love will never be denied. I'm grateful for you. Because with black Mother Earth, that I can, sometimes I even know the forecast. But as long as I'm with you, I feel the warm nature all deep in my soul. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine, and gets into my limb, pipe and drive.
Couldn't get my hand to the mute button quick enough. I appreciate that piece. And, you know, I appreciate your freestyling, bro. I'm telling you. And I think the queens would appreciate that piece. You know, every now and then we just need it. Let them know that they are appreciated.
Yeah.
That we recognize their worth, their value. You know, instead of calling them a B and degrading them.
I let mine know.
I know, that's right. See, and like I was saying in the first piece I did, it's not the majority of us that, I don't believe it anyway. The majority of us that are guilty of the blatant disrespect and the downfall of the queens from the throne. But now I'm thinking maybe to a degree we are still part of the problem, because if we're not part of the solution, we're part of the problem. So hopefully tonight is a night that we are part of the solution. But even in just sitting around and not speaking on it, when we see other men calling, referring to their females as a bee, and we don't check them, or at least, you know, mention something about how that's really a disrespectful term, you know, then we're part of the problem because we're allowing it.
But you know, some women call each other that in solidarity. Yeah.
And that's the fallout from us starting that, by us referring to them that. After a while, I guess they saw that they couldn't change it. So now some of them wear that like a badge of honor. Yeah, I'm his B.
Yeah.
It's sad that it's infected us to that degree. You know? just like the N-word, where now they flaunt that around like it's a good thing. But that's a whole another show.
Yeah. Like the B-word and the N-word is psychological training. Have I ever said it? Yes, I have. I'll be honest with you. I've said it. I think that some people call use the B-word the active woman. If the woman's acting like the B-word, or is she acting ladylike? On a character, like with character. Some women want to be embraced by that. Some women want to be known by that. They will call themselves that.
But just because they do it doesn't mean we have to follow suit.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's irrelevant as to whether they accept it for themselves or not. They accepted it because it was kind of forced upon them and they were conditioned into it. So that's the same technique that's going to have to be done to get them out of that, you know, substitute that B word. And you know, even if they deserve to be called that, because some folks can do some things that they deserve some nasty things, but I'm not going into that. But even if she acting like she deserves to be called that, we still are the kings.
Right.
And we're calling our duties as kings.
I have other names without that name.
Yeah. That's true. You know, so by their compromising on their position, it weakens our position because we follow suit. Because now we're accepting certain things that we should not accept for ourselves as kings. You know, so it throws the whole balance of things off when one allows themselves to be denigrated. You know, it's
but that B word goes both ways too. Men call it that B word too.
Yeah, and it's degrading in either way. The B word was.
Yeah.
The reference to a female dog.
Yeah.
So from that point on, that's just like the N-word. How can you change something that was meant one way to something that's proud, prideful? I don't know.
You know what the origin is from that?
The who?
N-E-T-Q-S. Means Ethiopian king. N-E-T-U-S. Niggas. N-E-T-U-S. It means Ethiopian king. But it was meant derived as the E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Most of E-R coming from the Atlantic slave trade, man. Then us adopting it with the A-S.
Mm-hmm. Right. They tried to soften the blow.
Yeah.
And it don't. Not to those who lived through the times when it was not supposed to be an acceptable word. I got suspended from school in 10th grade because I threw the 1964 edition of the Webster's Dictionary had the definition of that word as any member of a dark-skinned race. And I threw it out the window.
Wait a minute.
And they suspended me.
That's actually the best dictionary?
It was the old one. Yep.
Wow, that's...
And they suspended me. I told my mama. And she's... Well, y'all hear me talking about my mom all the time, but she was a teacher, and English was her major. And above that, she's a PK. And she don't play. She went up to that school the next morning, told me to go sit out in the hallway because I thought I was going to be able to sit in there and listen to it. She told me to sit out in the hallway. And that's the first and only time in my entire life I heard my mom drop an F-bomb. She went in there and blessed him from amazing grace, the floating opportunity, came out and said, now go to class. and walked out the door. I could get away with practically anything because the last thing they ever wanted to do again was suspend me because they did not want to face my mama. That's another example.
You know what's so weird? With that N-word?
What's that?
And I'm just going to leave it like they had a spelling bee contest. And they had a young white a little white boy was has to spell N-E-D-U-S, right? Now, you know the pronunciation. So I'm like, putting that boy on the spot to spell that word. Stop you spelled it the way you know, Confederacy spelled it.
Yeah. Yeah.
he finally realized he was spelling Ethiopian King, but just N-E-D-U-S. But when I saw they asked him to say nigga, which is N-E-D-U-S.
Mm-hmm.
I think the pronunciation helped him out too.
Yeah, that would have saved him. Just
yeah, the pronunciation. Yeah, you said save. I'm really alone.
Oops, did I say that out
loud? That's it. Yeah, you're right.
That's it.
That saved him.
That saved him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm-mm. See, only you automatic, I tell you. Only you.
Yeah, I couldn't believe they asked the white boys to spell that, though. I couldn't believe they, why would they ask them to do that?
I told you, it was a setup. It was a setup. But we gonna leave that alone. We here to...
Yeah.
To
leave that alone.
Celebrate.
Make a U-turn.
Be here to celebrate our queen tonight. So
yes.
I'm going to play a song.
Wow.
Then I'm going to come back and do another piece and see what's up. If you're still hanging out with us and we got time, we'll do another piece. Keep it moving.
All right.
This show our respect for the finer gender. And with that... I appreciate you, King. One love, one mic. God bless you, bro.
Love
hang around.
Love. All right.
We're going to play a little CC Winans.
Her box of alabaster done.
my praise on him, like oil from Mary alabaster buds. Don't be angry if I wash your feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. You weren't there. To the sin that had me bound. I spent my days, poured my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I found. Until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my with the wonder of his touch. So now I'm giving back to him all the praise he's worthy of. I've been forgiven, and that's why I love him so much. And I come to pour my praise on him like if I wash his feet with my tears and dry them with my hair, you are there. The night Jesus found me, you did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me.
Welcome back. This is the Inspiration Factory. I'm your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. And this is all offered to you by the brainstorm of none other than author Larry D. Maddox, also known as Pharrell the Poet. Epiphany, the Pharrell Entertainment Network, sponsored by another brainchild of author Larry D. Maddox, also known as Pharrell the Poet. And it's Barlinks Jewelry, handmade jewelry that, only thing I'm going to say about it is, check it out and see for yourself, because the man is a beast when it comes to jewelry. I know he's got in my pocket once or twice, but I'm explaining, not complaining, okay? His work is exemplary, so. We're back here at the Inspiration Factory. We got a few more minutes. So tonight we were just celebrating our queens. You know, they've gotten a rough time, a rough make, you know. So Everybody needs a little pull-up, a little comfort, a little I appreciate you. So that's what we're trying to do tonight for the Queens. So I'm going to do another piece. And then I, 445, if you want to join in, press 1 to raise your hand. Automatic, if you want to follow me with a piece, you can get yourself ready. And then we'll see what we do from there. This piece is to address something that our queens go through far too often. This piece is on domestic violence. Oops, upside your head. I said, oops, upside your head. Oops, upside your head. I said, oops, upside your head. Now, if this is a sentiment you agree with, something you feel is your right to do to any king or queen, you need to check yourself because you've already wrecked yourself. But honestly, while I'm on this topic, ladies, y'all need to listen too. Because putting your hands on your man is no different than him putting his hands on you. Where do we come off thinking we have the right to physically chastise another adult? That's the sick mentality that causes broken marriages, broken bones, emotional trauma, broken spirits, even death, and traumatized, scarred children as the result. God blesses us with mates as companions to support one another, to inspire one another, to raise and soar with one another as we encourage each other to rise up even higher. Anything else are concepts straight from the ultimate liar. As a child of about 5 or 6 years old, I remember seeing my daddy put his hands on my mama. Singular act created a rift between us that took decades to overcome, because my father thought he had the right to put his hands on someone. I'm sure no one listening would condone a boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife beating on their mate if that mate was their child. Now it's time to ask yourself, is this an example or lesson that was taught by me? Am I the cause? Did this violence begin with me? Yeah, our kids watch us and see a lot more than we think and oftentimes emulate what we do. It's time we allow love to reign in relationships. After all, didn't it start as a friendship between your mate and you? We need to treat our mates as we wish to be treated. If it takes violence to stay together, then it's surely time to part. Then ask yourself, what is inside of you that's so broken that domestic violence was even allowed to start? That act alone, draw a man or woman to honestly examine and expel the ungodliness within their heart. Our mates should be extensions of ourselves, our strength when we are weak, to coexist with a love one in true love requires trust, strength, sacrifice, patience, and restraint. It takes allowing God to rule in our lives. Then, and only then, can we be assets to our families, our neighbors, our husbands, or our wives. Domestic violence is nothing but the worst of the enemy, and without the armor of God, this too can be you. However, it is my most fervent prayer that this attack bypasses you. However, be assured of this. It will definitely take some self-esteem and uplifted acknowledgement that you deserve better and that your violent, ungodly existence from this day forward is through. And that's meant for both those females that have allowed themselves to be the abuser in a situation. Those females that have allowed themselves to accept and try to rationalize it and justify it. And it also goes for those men who think that they are men and violate a woman that way. You're a male. As long as you got something hanging and swinging, that can't be denied. You're a male. But a man, I think not. But that's my thoughts and that's my beliefs, and I'll stand by it. But we all need to realize, we let God lead us. It'll all be good. That's that piece. I'm going to bring Automatic back on if he's got another piece. And then we're going to wrap things up a little bit here. So let me open your mic there, Automatic. My brother,
I'd like
my brother.
May I respond on your poem, please?
Yes, certainly.
I want to say that I love this poem, love this piece. I think that it brings truth to us. The woman is the nurturer. We have to be the protectors of the nurture.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What the heck? What the hell?
Did he just call me?
No, I want to from my ear. I don't know. I thought I just called my name. I'm sorry.
What the hell? And it looks like Automatic's call was stopped. Oh, well. Sorry about that, Automatic. If you call back in within the next few minutes, I'll bring you on. Otherwise, I got to start the winding down process. For those of you that may be curious about who this God that I keep referring to, who this Jesus is that I hold so much faith and trust in, feel free to hit me up. On or off air. You can find me on Facebook as Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration in parentheses under that. You can find me on Instagram as Blessed for Free. And at any time, I'm more than willing to sit down and tell you what I know and show you where it says what I know. Because if you can't, if you don't have the ability to see that it's true from the Bible itself, then you cannot take it to be truth. But I'll help you through that process, as would my co-host, were he here, Alonzo Lewis. Those of you that enjoy poetry of every genre, 9 p.m., Monday through Saturday, at the same number, 319-527-6300, is a show by Epiphany. And they have different things. They've got Divas Talk. They've got Just Jay and Gina. They got the Get Down. They've got Renaissance Poetry. They've got Lisa Lips. What is your show called? I'm so sorry. I'm having a senior moment. But every night of the week, there's something. 9 o'clock for most shows. Mine is at 8:30. at 8 p.m. on Sundays. But every night of the week, there's something. Tiffany's got something going on for you. I really appreciate the participation here tonight. I appreciate the energy. I appreciate the presence of God first and foremost over everything. So I'm going to thank him, praise him. And for the next 20 minutes, I'll still be playing some music. So if you call in, I'll see you and we can continue on. But I'm getting ready to go to some music. But first and foremost, thank you and God bless you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity once again this evening to just praise your name, to be in your presence. I pray that something that was said here this evening could be used by you, Father, that you would be able to elevate one of your queens, to allow us to be tools for you, Father God, to restore our queens, that we might also be restored as kings, to return to those original creations that you created. We thank you and we love you, Father God. We just ask that you would guide us and cover us until we meet again at this platform. In this, in the mighty and precious.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Sing it again.
important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need You to move in this place tonight. I just need You to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now.
Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
yeah. tonight. But I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place can feel the rain.
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Talk about catching it by the skin on your teeth. Hey, Gina. Happy Sunday, baby.
Happy
Unmute your
Sunday.
Mic.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Yeah, happy Sunday. Look, my bad. I was looking at the clock and I was like, I think I might make it.
And you absolutely did. I'm telling you, literally, by the skin on your teeth. After that song, I was
when
ending
I music,
the episode.
All I could think was when I heard music, I was like, oh, he's about to rap.
You were literally seconds away, but God worked it out.
Yeah.
You was here. It's been an interesting evening.
Okay.
But it's been a good evening. You'll have to listen to the archives, you know. Well, you can do open mic, but today was celebrating Queens.
Oh,
we
okay.
were paying homage to the Queens, you know. So, you know, y'all deserve it. Mother's Day ain't the only day y'all need your props.
I got you, and I approve that.
And in order for a king to be a complete and whole king, he needs a strong queen. So it's up to us to restore the queens to their thrones, those that have slipped a little bit, so that we can be returned to our thrones, because we can't do it alone. It takes two, baby. And like I was saying, it doesn't even have to be a husband and wife or in a relationship. It could be brother and sister. Every man needs the nurturing aspect, the wisdom, the temperance, the knowledge, the strength of a woman in order to complete him. You know, it doesn't always have to be in a relationship. That's why he made man and woman. We need each other.
Yeah.
That's the completion. And I'm going to do one holding up the men shortly as well. Holding us up, and you know me, speaking on some areas that we have dropped the ball. We need to check ourselves, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There's good and bad to this thing, so... That's what we're doing tonight.
Okay.
And since you're
well,
the last call.
Your timing.
That's okay. you know somebody, so you can make allowances for you because you know somebody.
know
you got connections.
That's why I'm here. Absolutely.
I know that's right.
That's how I made it.
Yes, you did. I heard you puffing, huffing, and puffing when I opened your mic. You just ran, got in the door just in time.
Literally, I was running. I was running, and I don't run. If I'm running, somebody got my phone. But I was running.
Oh, no. Lord have mercy. She didn't say if I'm running, I'm in trouble or somebody's chasing me. She said if I'm running, somebody's got my phone.
Oh, no. I'm running. If somebody's chasing me, I'm going to stop. We're going to fight. They better be prepared to die because I'm not going to relent. So, yeah. Yeah, my phone has to be involved if I'm running.
I know that's right. Well, you have the mic for whatever it is that you brought to share with us because it's always a pleasure to hear from my sister, Gina Storm. The mic is yours, Queen.
We're asking the question, what is community in the living room? And so I have the poetry prior to me arriving here. I hadn't written anything to the topic. So I did so in the interim, and like I said, made it in here by my intention. So I titled this piece, Community. I'm attempting to straighten my crown. I've been mighty low and especially down. I'm part of amazing tribes related to by DNA or vibes. I've been all of my life. They all accept me in totality. I'm blessed, thankful, and grateful, but unworthy. I've failed my community. I'm angry, yet extremely bothered. At the same time, all I can think is, how do y'all do that? I haven't been deepening well. I'm sad because my influence is massive online. But I'm disconnected often in real life. I've been recklessly savage, avoiding the public in general, alienated from some family and unhappy, but living. And it's been despicable. Personality's been multiple, and I never thought to blame me. Community service started in middle school. I volunteered heavily while in high school, and for years as an adult, I did the same thing with smile on my face. I don't know how or when. Then it stopped. Afterwards, I'd send checks, money orders, or donations of clothing and non-perishable foods, toiletries, you know, the things that people need when they are in need in your community. But I didn't see the disrespect. See, I deserve to punish me. I'm imperfect, but damage is not an excuse. I'm seeing realistic vision, previously blurry eyes. Apologize. I didn't eliminate me. I'll do better because y'all are worthy. Please, on my behalf, forgive me. Being stoned, that's my peace. Thank you for indulging me.
I have a poem that I want to share with you to follow that up with, but I'm afraid to do it. So let me know if you hear me. Because it was acting weird today. When I switched to another screen, it wouldn't let me be heard. So I had to use two devices. Can you still hear me, Gina?
I can. And I was able to juggle today because I have more than one phone. So look at us.
Good. This one is, I want you to hear this. It's called Too Close. I keep having these why me moments where it seems all of the world is against me. I would have never thought I was so bad a person that my karma would rival medieval torture times three. Exhaustion resides in every seen and unseen part of me. So overwhelming, I find it hard to breathe. So invasive, my exhaustion exhausts future memory. I'm beginning to believe that this is all life holds for me. Merely existing to measure the realm of what's next to be regurgitated and force-fed to me. what's going to be next in this tsunami of defecation, crashing and bashing, receding, only to smash my existence again. Monsoon-worthy raindrops and hail of despair, falling, resembling family, acquaintance, stranger, and friend. Exhaustion has found another gear, draining thought, desire, and hope. So exhausted, my heart's beating threatens to end. So exhausted that message from brain to heart failed to send. Too exhausted to care. Too exhausted to even try. Too exhausted to cry. Ironically, despite and because of all of this, I'm too exhausted to die. Too close. As far as tests go, most assuredly rivals an earthly PhD. This was and is so pivotal to what exactly culminates in me. I have never thusly teetered upon the cusp of falling into the abyss of depression and despair, masked behind a facade of someone completely alien to me. Doubts, decisions, and probably deeds joined forces, nearly successfully driving me into the frigid, life-devouring sea of despair. Surely I was being tested and tempted and tainted by the prince of the air, he who has nothing greater than his defeat to share. At the end of all he tempts me with, I have victory over all he throws my way. I am too close to the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Son. I had victory before my temptations begun, yet suffered losses by being dumb, something I cannot blame on anyone. I allowed Ish to distract me from the power in my faith and belief in the name of the Holy Son. I am too close. I am a child of the Most High God. I am too close to my breakthrough. My blessings are nigh. I am too close to my heavenly home. So to all the distractions, reactions, dissatisfactions, attractions, tempting to partially succeeding in postponing my victory, I simply say goodbye. I am too close to eternal victory. I ain't mad that you gave me a try. I should thank you, because you helped me to really realize that to all the pain and fears and whatever I experienced when I swerved too close to you was needed for the anti-venom to diffuse and protect from the venom of serpents such as you. By the way, little FYI, we're also too close to that eternity destined for you. Poem. So when all that stuff gets to you, because it really had me going through it, but God.
It's amazing work.
That's my Father. That's my Father. And I feel like last night to a particular person, I don't even think it was on air, and tonight validates why he led me to write that piece. And I ain't taking no credit other than to be obedient and hold the pen. But that's from Our Father to you.
I'm appreciative because I was in my feels. I was like, I'm trying to do better, but I feel like I'm failing. But I'm taking the accountability, you know. I have to work towards being better also. So I appreciate that. That's part of being kings and queens. We have a responsibility to for our station. So I'm here for it.
Absolutely. And I'm humbled to have been able to share this moment with you. Sis, because this is the perfect example of iron sharpening iron, of us being our brother's keeper. You know, we have to be. No man or woman is an island unto themselves.
No.
And when two or more are gathered, he is there in the midst. So this is all ordained by our Father. See how much he loves us?
I'm grateful. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Man, it's a wonderful thing to be a child of his. Wonderful thing. Well, you know what? I had prayed out earlier. Like I said, that was going to be the last song. But after what we just went through, I need to pray us out again. And as soon as I find something, I got another song to play. Shoot, I got overtime time.
I'm here for it. Let's go.
Shoot. Matter of fact, yeah, let me play a song real quick. I'm not going to pray it out right now. I'm going to play a song as soon as I can get up to that part of my thingamajig here without messing up. I'm going to play a song, then come back and we can do another piece. A piece. How that sound?
I love it. Absolutely. Let's go.
All right. You know, look, yeah, I love that word from you, them words from you. Let's go.
Without hesitation,
right.
Put me in, coach.
I love it. I love it. We in it to win it, baby girl. Here we go. What if God?
What if God is unhappy without praise? What if he is not pleased with the word?
Just be believing.
Being unhappy with my praise. That's scary.
Yeah, it would worry me as well. I don't know anybody who loves him who would want to be in that position.
Yeah, because that means he's seeing through you and see that your praise is fake. And that means you really got some work to do. You better believe it.
So I was like, you need to get that. I'm not everybody else.
I know that's right. So I'm going to start off with a piece, and this is the pieces that I had out for tonight anyway for celebrating our queens. And this is kind of like just food for thought for the ladies. And it's called Get Lucky. Yeah, I see you standing there in front of that mirror. Thank you, baby. Yeah, I see you standing there in that mirror and making sure everything is falling and flowing just right. That form-fitting outfit is simply out of sight. Lipstick, flawless. Breasts perky and booty tight. Yeah, you gearing up to get lucky tonight. A dab here and a dab there with an alluring scent. And your getting ready to get lucky is complete. Undetected waves of your get lucky pheromones. And that perfect outfit that you have on will knock any straight man to his feet. And maybe a few queens, because your Get Lucky ensemble is ready to slay. Yeah, you definitely gonna get lucky before the next day. Gliding into the club, you don't even have to see. You just know to yourself that all eyes are on me. All the men are checking you out. So your glide gets a tad saucier, sexy as you want to be. Because now you know you about to get lucky. Making your rounds, speaking to those you know, and noticing those noticing you until his eyes met yours, and you felt a spark, and that ever so slight tingle, momentarily envisioning sweat and body fluids mingle. And you tear your eyes away, back in control, so you think, but you can't stop thinking that you're about to get lucky. As expected, soon as you sat and sipped your first drink, he arrived, and once again, you locked on his eyes, fascinated by that baritone voice. Yeah, getting lucky seems the logical choice. A light banter ensues. He's debonair, funny and intelligent, clean, and he's paid. Oh, Lord, did you get lucky. Around the fifth or sixth date, you didn't answer his phone call. He shows up to your crib, introducing your head to a wall. Or God forbid, your cycle is late, and you think you're trapped with this abusive mate. You get the picture, I'm sure, ladies, and sadly, many have similar atrocities at the hands of a male who epitomizes the entirety of being weak. Traumatized, damaged, physically, mentally, and emotionally spent. All because you got lucky. Remember, we get what we seek. As you embarked on a mission that didn't best suit a queen with subliminal intentions and thoughts of things I won't mention, you put a chink in your armor. And certain men can detect the undetectable and mold it to their barbaric will, draining your sense of self-worth and pride. You feel trapped, ready to die or kill. All because you compromised, took a shortcut that lasts a lifetime. Regain yourselves, lady. Retain yourselves. Your royalty. Bruises will heal, but will your heart bounce back? Now tell me, do you still think you got lucky? Remember, you are beyond luck. You are a daughter of the Most High. Never, ever again, or start to compromise, to settle or to accept anything less that lowers your station. You are the blessed vessel God chose to continue his gift of creation. You, ladies, yes, you are the mother of all nations. And we as kings need you to be queens to produce a form of humanity never, ever before seen. That's that piece. You still there, Jean?
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Well, the mic
is yours, queen.
All right, thank you. She's the queen. She's you. She's me. Really immaculate, close as possible to being humanly perfection. She is God and the wings of the birds. She's poetry, lyrics, music, and words. I have to admit that I dig it. It's my pen and voice are my proof of life. This always for me, but nice. For as long as I live, I'll share and freely give this poetry that helps me find peace and be still. The world right now is ill. We need to love one another and remain strong. It's easy if that's what you've been on all along. Ladies often do it all, raising children while going to school and working, sacrifices numerous while help is needed but rarely available, yet we're still able. So I see you in all that you do. You're a superhero and doing well. I am she. You are me. And we shall succeed individually and collectively. So dance to the song in your heart. Find me time and pamper you. Love you while you sing and create. Don't hesitate. You're worthy and loved. Fly free, lovely dog. I see the sheep in all of us. The queen. I'm doing a song. Thank you for indulging me. That's my piece.
I know that's right. Now, was that written or that's a freestyle? You can never tell with you.
Okay, so I wrote that while you were playing the last song and in the beginning of you fitting your piece.
Oh, thank you.
I wrapped that up. So it was a free write.
I like that.
I'm just saying, I got a skill set. I know what it is. That's one of the things I can do.
Wow, that was awesome. Let me see.
I'm going to blame Larry Maddox, For Real the Poet, with the Pick Up Your Pen portion of the Soul Cafe. You used to test the hell out of me, and I'll be thinking, is this silly? And then I said my piece, and it's like, Gina cheated. And I'm like, Gina did not cheat. I just said that.
I bid on that one show, but I did ask him for permission first. I did that. I played a song and everybody had to write to a theme. And I missed that because that challenges you. You know, it challenges you to push your pen, and I like that.
Iron sharpens iron.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. Let me see. I don't know why I stopped at this piece. I hardly halfway remember it. That's the same. But I guess this is what I'm going to do. Try to sit down. Sit down. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know if you're taking requests for the final track, if you're going to play another song, but Never Would Have Made It. I'll always pick that.
Never Would Have Made It. I love that song, too. Sure, I can play that. So I'm going to do a piece. Then you're going to do a piece. And then while you're doing your piece, I'll be able to find Never Would Have Made It. We can go from there. How that sound?
We got a plan. Let's go. All right. Without further ado, here we are in the Inspiration Factory at the Epiphany Network installment for this Sunday evening. We're so glad that you're here with us. I'm going to pass the mic to my brother Paul.
Well, thank you very much, Queen. This piece is called Hey You. Hey You. Excuse me, bro. Can I have a word or a moment with you? Now, you do, but don't know me. But you definitely will by the time I get through. I won't even introduce myself to you because you already partially know who I am. You see, I am you, only not you. Yeah, I know it's kind of confusing for sure. Yet this clearly proves that we need to grow, defining what seeds we will sow. Beyond lip service, who do we truly follow? Our actions realistically exemplify who we follow as Lord and King. Now ask yourself, or myself, are you an ambassador of anything? I am struggling with you and me inside, and I can't believe that you're strong enough to make me hide. How can I pull the wool over my own eyes? How can I have you allow me to believe my own lies? How can I be my own worst enemy and my own best friend? But more importantly, how do I and I bring this confusion to a unified end? I propose that we go back before God's throne. Remember, he told us he would never leave us alone. I wager it was us, him, soon after we last approached his throne. This time, we have to go back as one. We both need to remember that we submitted to his son, raising victorious from the ashes where backsliding had begun. We have to pull ourselves together and go forward as one. Or else, we disrespect the whole life of God's holy son. Hey, you. You better take heed to this one. Peace.
Oh, all right now. Oh, my goodness.
What was that song? You would have made it.
Yes, please and thank you. I had something in mind, and now I feel like that was watered down and convoluted, and I have to do something different. But what I want to say was the same. And because we're saluting Queens, I have lots of Queen poetry. I think I'm going to keep out something for you now. And the reason I'm doing so is because when I wrote it, I was a different woman than I am today. And as humans, my goal is always to evolve. So in my evolution as a woman and a queen, I wanted to share this. A lot of us are looking for love in all the wrong places. But this is how it's supposed to go. And this is all of mine.
My chill is queen.
I'm chill. Thank you. I'm chill. I will. As always, I will continuously love you. See, the way that we began and the way that we will end every day, getting awful is from the take one before the other is the thing that we try not to think about, but we know one day it may be that way. We had heard these words before. Do we think thoughts? You laugh loudly when I'm drinking wine. I lean and you're my strength. You assure me that my love is enough. You bark loudly, but with me, soften your touch. Speak lovingly, kiss deeply, honor and cherish me like people do with wedding vows. I trust you and the process. We're alike and don't fuss. We don't cause each other any stress. This is love at best. Friends and then lovers, partners, loving new things about each other. Still going on dates and holding hands. Having moments of PDA. We'll love each other, knowing that death someday will part us. But right now, we're going to love hard every day, like it's all we'll have. And until God separates us, that's what we plan to do. That's the goal. For all the queens who are love, please know that it still exists. If I can write or speak poetry about it, that means that I believe it too. So we all have it inside of us. Just be careful about the king that you attract. And then it is exactly what it is you want to the end of time. And that's the song. Thank you for indulging. That's my piece.
That's right. And I cannot find that song. And I would have sworn I had it in here. I'm almost positive I've heard myself do it before. I'm sorry, Gina.
Oh, yeah, you've done it before.
I would have bet I'd have bet money on that, and I don't gamble. I'm cheap. Here we go, finally.
Now, look, I don't gamble either.
I can't afford to. I ain't got no money. Shoot. That $2 they might have took from me could have bought a beer, a Bud Ice, or a lollipop, or who knows what. Well, not much for $2 these days.
Anything.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Marvin Sapp. The one and only. Never would have made it. For you, Gina.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you
Somebody just needs to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Singing one. And a lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them, I'm in his hands. Listen.
He sees.
And he
shares. He shares your pain inside.
And sometimes,
you wonder why
he allows
you to go through what you go through.
What you go through. Listen. Shares
your pain.
That's a good place to lift up those hands to give him some praise. Oh, I can't get no help from him. That's a good place to bless him. Listen, listen to the words.
Your days are filled with dark clouds.
Even when the sun is up, yes it is. And from the top of your
lungs, you shout.
Oh,
will there ever
be a
change?
What shall I do? Can I tell you one thing?
remember, just know he has his
hand.
He has
his
hand.
He
has
his hand.
That'll
see you
through. You
through.
And when you cry,
he's holding you.
So just lift your head up high.
For
he will provide. Yes, he will, yes, he will. Just know he has his hand. Oh. A child lost and no home. They keep telling you to be strong, but you say, when will it end? When will I win? That's what I want to know. But just know he has his hand. He has
on you. He has his hands on you.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He said,
I'll see you
through.
And when you cry,
when you cry,
he's holding
he
you. So you can just lift your hands
up.
He will heal. He will provide. No.
Gene, you still with me?
Absolutely.
All righty. Let's see, we got like 12 minutes to go, I guess. You want to do one little quickie and then head out, or you just want to shut it down now? I'm going to give you the choice.
I'm here riding with you, so since you suggested it, I suggest we do it.
Okay. I got a piece. Well, it's the start of a piece, I should say. I know it ain't finished, but
I love a piece. Of a piece. Even, let's go.
And it's not even titled. So this is just a piece of a piece, completely.
All right, Paul.
Thank you, Queen. Nope, I can't think of a title to give it temporarily. Okay. Anywho, I yearn to be the recipient of your attention without anything influencing you being satisfied. I want to experience what it is that you hold back. Every and anything is your choice, just between you and I. I want a spontaneous exploration of the past to satisfy. A seductive smile graced her lips, and an inferno erupted within my loins. Like a teenager becoming confident in his sexual skills, almost trance-like, we were finishing an unforgettable, ethereal experience that was sensory, intangibly tangible, mentally, as opposed to physically imprinted with something alien heretofore, orgasmed within your mind. Once again returning to reality, it was desperately urgent to share a goodnight kiss, falling into those eyes as her glistening lips slightly parted, being bathed in her fragrance that seemed hypnotic in its sensory seduction and stimulation. Flames of a sun flare passed as our lips met. Visions of eternity flashed through my brain. Deceivingly, senses of security washed over me, because in its security, I became lost. I was reduced to subatomic parts and reassembled with the sharing of hearts. Epilepsy couldn't quiver as our mental orgasmic release began. Orgasm ejaculating seizures of total completion as never experienced before. Fully clothed, our orgasms knocked us both to the floor. The power of what was birthed between us was such it could not be ignored. We both knew at that moment we had been sent to each other from the Lord. Forcing myself to release her from my arms was mandatory before the libido's power caused us both harm. This was something gifted by God himself, and as such, it required a righteous touch. At that moment, staying would have been much too much. We both would have betrayed God's trust. Breathlessly, we said our goodnights, and believe me, it took all of our might to leave that night. I blessed the strength God provided so that with temptation I won that fight. This is a relationship that must be pursued just right. And that's all I got for that piece tonight.
That's enough.
Come. I don't know where else that's going, but it's not finished.
I like it. I like the movement so far. Good stuff. So I can't wait to see how you finish that one out.
That makes two of us.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I understand.
What comes
I do like that. I have some partial
and
pieces. I got a piece of a piece here and there.
All right. So we're going to do pieces of pieces.
Okay, go. This isn't a piece of a piece. This is a piece that I actually, I feel like it, I can always get this. So it's appropriate, and here we go.
Mic is yours.
Thank you. My Heavenly Father surrounds me. There's no need always for a sanctuary. No pew for me to sit in, no meeting in a kingdom hall. See, his love is everywhere. people are living. If God extends his hand to me, he surrounds me, I can worship in my heart. Our relationship is effortless. Prayer is how I always start. Without a choir singing, his praise, the soloist that invokes chills. Holy Spirit, he provides the medicine for all my ills. I read the word provided as instructors for a good life. Enter the covenant with him, my husband. When I want to once again become a wife, I've repented my sins and I will do over again. I was even baptized and I'm at home. I'm still not alone because he surrounds me, covers those who believe. Doesn't just live in a church, that's a building, but he lives inside of all of us. Get to know him and embrace the story feeling that I'm having every day while he surrounds me here on earth. Thank you for indulging me.
Amen. That's the perfect piece to end the show with. Gina, I thank you so much for being as late as you were, because that was, like I said in the chat room, that was perfect timing, because we just went out with a bang.
I was in the nick of, I swear. I was like, I don't know if I made it. Oh, music is playing. I might be able to raise my hand.
Because as long as the music plans, shoot, I have no problems with, okay, we not done yet unless we into the overtime hour and I don't have a choice in the matter. Because, you know, the Blog Talk lady will shut you down. Oh, we got 5 minutes to go.
You don't care nothing about your life, your feelings, or your show, right?
Thank you, lady. I love you. Now I'm going to pray us out and I'm going to play a little piece of music that might, well, it'll play until she shut us off. She's going to shut it down. I'm not. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this evening, Lord. I thank you for the callers, Father God. I thank you for Gina sneaking in at the right time, Father God, for the fellowship, the iron sharpening iron. Father God, I thank you just for your presence here this evening. As we leave this platform, Lord, please be with us, guide us, govern us, and lead us, Lord. Help us to be that beacon of light for the lost, or for those that are losing their faith, Father God. Use us, Lord, as your ambassadors. Father God, for the Epiphany family, I ask that you would just place your hedge around them, Father God, to comfort them where they need to be comforted, to heal them where they need healing, to give them rest where they are weary, Father God. We know that you are just and that you are a loving Father. So we place these concerns in your most capable and loving hands, Father God, and thanking you in advance for what it is that you're about to do in our lives. We love you. We praise your holy name, and it's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen. God bless you all.
Bless our name. rejoice, God, rejoice, God.